Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the screen is pretty much all in green today, other than platinum, palladium, cocoa, the dollar, and the yen. Otherwise, everything, see, and orange juice. Otherwise, all markets are in green. And when we look at the bean market, one keeps wondering, well, why is this market pushing? Well, the crush in the U.S. is pretty aggressive. And on top of that, we've got the world's largest exporter, Argentina, which exports the most beans, soybean meal, and soybean oil in the world. And they're only running at about 60% capacity. That means the U.S. has to pick up that slack because Brazil isn't on deck yet. So because of that, the demand for beans remains quite good, regardless that maybe basis is softening at some of the crushing plants here in the U.S. As the market moves up, the market demand for beans is still very stellar. And because of that, I think beans are going to continue to make higher highs. Now, we had looked for a peak on Friday, break down into early March. I think that has been voided with today's move, taking out the highs of a cycle day on Friday portends more strength. The August high on March beans, 1379.5. We'll see. That's only 19.5 cents away. We'll see what happens. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.